Breitbart Business Digest, The Economics of St. Patrick's Day. By John Carney on March 17, 2026. St. Patrick's Day is a $7.7 billion consumer event. We are told that St. Patrick died on this day in the year of our Lord 461. Although the parades in New York, Boston, and Chicago may be the most famous in the United States, they were not the first. The first recorded St. Patrick's Day parade in what is now America took place in St. Augustine, Florida, in 1601, and St. Augustine traces a related celebration to 1600, which means we have been holding an Irish wake in this country for more than 4 1/4 centuries. It is said that on St. Patrick's Day everyone wants to be Irish. But that is not quite true. The National Retail Federation, NRF, says 60% of consumers plan to celebrate this year. The other 2 out of 5 have simply been Irish longer than the rest of us and have had quite enough green beer, thank you. Those who are celebrating, however, plan to spend enough to make this one of the more commercially significant minor holidays on the American calendar. NRF says consumers expect to spend a record $47.45 per person, for total holiday spending of $7.7 billion, up from $7.0 billion last year. That is a large amount of spending for a holiday with no gifts, no travel season, and no extended shopping period. St. Patrick's Day is not Christmas, and it is not even Valentine's Day. It is closer to a one-day demand shock, concentrated in a few categories in a few hours, with consumers spending heavily on food, drinks, apparel, and social outings. That is precisely what makes it economically interesting. The category mix is unusually clear. Medill Spiegel Research Center, using Prosper survey data on 2025 celebrations, found that among celebrants, 51.9% plan to spend on food, 43.5% on beverages, 32.1% on apparel or accessories, and 25.4% on decorations. In other words, the holiday is not driven by keepsakes or gifts. It is driven by consumption in the most literal sense, eating, drinking, dressing up, and going out. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The channel mix tells a similar story. Medill found that 38.5% of celebrants expected to spend at grocery stores, 29.1% at discount stores, 19.8% at bars and restaurants, and 19.6% at department stores. This is not merely a pub holiday. A large share of the spending happens before anyone leaves the house, as consumers stock up on food, alcohol, and festive clutter. But the on-premise economy gets a meaningful lift too, especially in cities where parade traffic feeds directly into restaurant and bar traffic. Alcohol remains one of the clearest beneficiaries. Numerator found that among St. Patrick's Day celebrants buying alcohol, beer was the preferred choice for 70%, followed by spirits at 34% and wine at 29%. Numerator also found that Irish beers such as Guinness and Smithwick's roughly double their household penetration in March compared with the average month, and that the overall beer category gets a measurable seasonal boost as the holiday approaches. The hospitality side benefits as well. Nielsen IQ reports that St. Patrick's Day is a major occasion for bars and restaurants, with 32% of consumers planning to visit on-premise establishments and 53% of celebrants expecting to spend more than on a typical on-premise visit. The spending is concentrated in brunch, happy hour, and early evening, which makes the holiday especially useful for restaurants, bars, and urban entertainment districts looking to fill seats during an otherwise ordinary stretch of March. The young are more Irish on St. Patrick's Day than the boomers. There is also a demographic story here. Medill found that participation is strongest among Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X, with those cohorts accounting for the bulk of celebrants. 61% of Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X say they plan to celebrate, while only 48% of boomers and older Americans do. That matters because these younger consumers are generally more likely to spend on social occasions, themed food and beverages, and event-style outings. St. Patrick's Day endures not simply because it is traditional, but because it fits the consumption habits of younger and middle-aged Americans. Put it all together and St. Patrick's Day looks less like a novelty and more like a compact seasonal consumer event. It generates billions in national spending, sends a visible search through grocery, beverage, discount retail, and hospitality channels, and arrives at a useful point on the calendar. After winter but before Easter, when retailers are happy to take a demand bump from almost anywhere they can get it. While retailers are no doubt grateful that the Irish have inspired all of this good cheer in consumption expenditures, it should be noted that not all the Irish have been renowned for their economic prowess. We are reminded of a story Ronald Reagan told at a St. Patrick's Day luncheon in 1987 about an Irishman walking down the road with a sack over his shoulder. Another man approached and said, "If I can guess how many potatoes you have in that sack, can I have one?" The Irishman replied, "If you can guess correctly, you can have them both."